Maybe you can talk a little bit also about checkpoint inhibitors with the data that we have right now in terms of response rate, tolerability.
Yeah, I mean, here you're talking about a very small data set. So I think early on there was a lot of hesitancy to go after hepatocellular carcinoma with these drugs because of uncertainties about what would happen in people who are infected with hepatitis C, what would happen to people who are infected with hepatitis B, would they have more problems, complications? So really, we've been looking at this one nivolumab study that's, a decent size phase 1/2, but not a huge study. And as those data have evolved, we've certainly seen a, stable response rate, looks 20%-ish. So it's a very good response rate, frankly, for hepatocellular carcinoma. It is starting to look like the uninfected group is the group that's getting the most benefit. But again, the size of that study is not really enough to make very accurate comparisons between the three main populations, the Hep B, the Hep C, and the uninfected population.
So, that 20% thing seen in a lot of cancers, lung cancer, for example, but the key thing that gets people excited is duration of response, as you were talking about before. Do we have any idea at this point, or is it just way too early right now?
It's a little too early, but certainly on that study, there have been patients on for well over a year. So we know that there can be durable responses in some fraction of people. I don't think we have enough patients yet and long enough follow-up to say of those responders, what fraction of them are going to be durable responders.
Again, I don't know whether I'm an anecdote-driven doc or something, but to me, if I hear about a couple of patients, again, I start paying more attention. Have you yourself had anybody where you clearly felt they had a very, useful clinical response?
Absolutely. Actually, several now. We've compared to the expected 20%, I think institutionally we've had pretty good luck with the PD-1 antibodies in HCC patients, including one patient who's had a near CR, who's now been on therapy for nearly a year, who had flat out progressed on sorafenib in multiple locations. So absolutely, we've seen kind of those responses that really get you excited about a compound. We've also got studies going on with combinations with CTLA-4 antibodies, so several different patients with good response.